All right, it's me again. Again on the Sunday. 8th. It's the 8th of November, 2009. I've returned from the second trip out when I went with my wife and daughter, youngest daughter, to the Girl Scout, Boy Scout Festival Jamboree. I spent a few hours there, and now youngest daughter and I are back home. Wife, my wife, she had to work there. Is sticking around to help clean up and also to bring back the two eldest daughters. It's getting to that long part of the afternoon where the autumn sun is casting some shadows. The light is very golden. It was a pleasant day. Just a little bit on the chilly side, but it's good to be home. And I've got some work to do, and you might be able to detect what I'm doing by the sound if this microphone is picking it up, although I'm not too sure about that. Speaking of this microphone, Joseph Tame from Japan Pod Show, among many other media ventures, and he's an Audio Boo enthusiast from Tame Goes Wild on the Audio Boo, mentioned his need to get a microphone with an earphone combination, but not the Apple brand. So I gave a moderately warm recommendation for what I'm using, which is the iRadius, which iJoe, a podcast guy from who's living in Seattle, Washington, recommended it to me when I had my problems a week ago. So kind of funny how that goes in a whole sort of full circle sort of a way. But I'm halfway happy with this. I'm still looking for a better solution. Adrian Short, the guy who I learned about the first pages from, had a nice talk about using the iPod Touch with Audio Boo, and it turns out that some of the things I said when I tried to talk about such things were erroneous. So Adrian, thanks for setting the record straight on that. And you know, again, speaking of Adrian, which was not at all what I had in mind when I pressed the record button here, he did a first pages reading of a Don DeLillo book. I forget the title of the book. I'm a fan of Don DeLillo. The few novels of his that I've read, it's a real feast of a culture to read his stuff, American culture, pop culture type of thing. And it was a good reading, something about I can't even remember the title, so don't make me try, but that was neat. Then there was another, and then Adrian was talking about the recording with the iPod, and then he went on to talk about ubiquitous computing and location. And I'm not very tech. A little tech, but not very tech. But it sounds like Adrian definitely is. But he explained these rather sophisticated and complex topics of location and ubiquitous computing in a way that even I could understand, and it made sense, and it was actually quite engaging listening to him. And it was only 5 minutes that he spoke, but it was a huge amount of information packed very densely. So Adrian, thank you. Again, showing just another of the nearly unlimited sorts of uses that this Audio Boo can be put to. And as I said before, I had a purpose and an intention when I threw the microphone on here, but I've sort of missed the chance to do it because the time is a ticking. But it had, in a sense, to do with the talk I had with my co-worker, colleague, guy who wants to sort of get his content and get himself online. He realizes enough about this stuff to know that the social media is an opportunity for self-promotion, connecting with an audience, and becoming part of a conversation. He gets that. He's got a good grasp of that. He just doesn't know how all the tools work. So my thinking is that, you know, I fancy myself as being a little bit knowledgeable about it, having a bit of a zeal and enthusiasm, maybe even passion, for sharing my little bit of knowledge with people. But, you know, the idea of helping somebody figure it out can only be a good thing, because then, like, he can tell 6 friends, and then they can tell 6 friends, and before you know it, we're halfway to Rome. So, I don't even know what I'm saying here, just that I heard Christian from Documentally talking to Steve when they first started doing the British Council deal. And Steve said that, you know, if I have to convince somebody of the value of this social media, I don't even bother, because, you know, I only want to talk to people who get it.